You there, Mama?
Yeah.
Okay, you do know you're being recorded, right?
Huh?
You're being recorded, right?
Well, I tried to call you on the other phone.
Oh, it didn't ring. I may have the ringer off. Did it give you voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I may have had the ringer off. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm sorry it took so long. I'm constipated this morning.
I have Donald Trump's what's called a chat head on my desktop. It's on my phone, so he's right here with us. Oh, I just threw him off. Now he's not. I'll put him back on. But how are you doing?
Feeling tired now. I've been sitting there for a while.
Oh, that kind of a. Do you remember Cheech and Chong? You had an LP.
Yeah.
There was a track on there with it was a guy taking a shit in the audio track. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Okay, that's all I can say about that. I understand.
Part of that album I always remember is when somebody keeps knocking on it. Hey,
all right. Well. I don't know whatever happened to that album. Do you guys still have all this?
It's probably up here somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I think we did have that album.
Yeah, you did. I know, because Dennis and I listened to it when we're not supposed to, I guess, you know. we did, of course.
Well, it's up there in the albums, you know. It's another one of those things that's all wrapped up, you know, and nobody
really,
you know, listens to that stuff.
Well,
you have to go out in the garage to use it.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's LPs, as a vinyl is a better way to say it. Vinyl.
Yeah, they came back, you know.
Yeah.
They discovered that.
Yeah.
Music over the internet is not the quality that you get from an album.
It's fidelity is the term, Mama. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I had this debate whether or not you're going to have fidelity over digital. You can achieve it, but that still doesn't master fidelity for the record of all time because it's lost. There is a progression of loss. It's 42,000 samples per second. But there is a loss, and I agree. And when you do it on, not vinyl, but, you know, when you take a needle and you etch it on glass, which is the way they used mastering a long time ago, there is no loss. So, it's, you know, the way the process is, I agree. So, digital does not replace fidelity in that term of mastering, for sure. And I don't know. It's not humanly possible to hear unless you're superhuman, Superman hearing.
Yeah, well.
But it does affect harmonics, and harmonics are lost. You know what harmonics are? Resonance.
Yeah.
They're lost in the thing. It's you don't have the entire capture of the waveform. So there is some dynamics have changed to its final product, but you get what you get, you know. If you want to, you know, high fidelity, you buy that stuff.
The average person just wants to listen to that tune.
Right, but for the average person who doesn't have that ear and stuff, for the most part, what the digital replaces it, and it's fine.
And then take it anywhere with them.
Yeah. That's what it is. But for mastering, just for mastering alone, though, to understand, you can't take away, you know, the seed library that they have up in the Arctic. You can't take away the detail of the seed, you know, the details to rebuild the life form. You can't take away, you know. And so they have a library for the seeds. Well, it's the same way with music and sound and stuff, the same way. you take it away from the master, you lost it. You've lost it from the seed. So, yeah, I agree. Vinyl is not vinyl is still still a compromise because you break them. They're breakables.
Yeah.
And glass records.
No, like the old records, they were real breakable.
Yeah, I don't think you could probably break a glass record because it's so thick. I mean, it would take a lot to break one. But they are breakable, of course. But they're not fragile. But yeah, vinyls is, and they're scratchable and stuff. So
No, that's not a perfect thing, but...
No, yeah. We do realize...
What were they,
78s? Yeah, they were real breakable. Yeah, they were fast. The 78s are fast. 45s are down to the smaller size, you know, the 45s, and the 33 is the standard in the middle. So.
And the 78s only had most of them. Very rarely did you find one that had more than one song on it. They only had just one.
That's because it had to go really fast. At the time, they didn't know how to get the fidelity down, which is to play it. But damn, mama. Just think about it. In all time human history, nobody has ever been able to do this kind of technology, you can call it, thing, but only for the last 150 years now, Mama.
Yeah.
And look where it's come to us now. we're talking over this stupid, conversation right now. And it's being recorded. it's not stupid conversation. Oh, stupid device. I should restate that. Over this stupid device, which is a stupid device, and it's being recorded,
Mm-hmm.
So, hell. Hell's bells, it's better than for all of to have a preservation of the call from my mom. In case I forget something. When I get to be 80 or 90 or 100 or the possibility of having my actual brain, Mama, being immortal to all-time human history within my lifetime.
Possible.
It's possible. So your call recording will be on top of that, Mama. I love you very much.
Oh, I love you, honey.
And I do not love my brother, but I love my cousin as equally. But I don't love my brother. I start writing to him about his disassociation to the same problem that I've had with you, on communication here. The topics are actually of national interest of our health care. If we don't talk about it, then we are responsible for the outcomes. This is healthcare, the healthcare issues. You have to build a communication channel that works. You can't say, this is a work phone, don't text me. You just can't do that. It's not possible. Provide me another number then. Provide the tools so I can discuss this with a degree of urgency, really. And the fact that my cousin is better equipped than my own family, personal family, including you, to have this kind of conversation, in text. And I'm doing it anyway. I'm forcing it on you guys. It's that important, Mama. And my brother needs to understand that. And I have to use the tools that are at best choice tools. And they are moldable, freely. 10 years ago, they weren't, but they are now. And if he's got unlimited or not, he's got restricted on text, then provide a number, service that I can use. They're free out there. So that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse, Mama. These are unexcusable dimensions of conflict between my brother and I that he has to agree or not. He doesn't agree, fine. I disown him as a brother. That's a draft that I have ready to go out. I don't think I want to. I have not yet sent that, but I'm about to. The fact that I have my country. I'm going to the United Nations and disowning my country. I'm going to disown my family situation, at least my brother, not my mother, or my cousin. Oh, come on, Mama. These are important. These really are.
Oh, I'll talk to him, James, and see what's going on.
He's selfish, Mama.
I don't.
He's selfish. He's selfish, Mama. That's what's going on.
I don't have a lot of communication with him.
That he's selfish. That, just know that. That's just easy to. He's selfish of his own. He's selfish. Just understand it. And he thinks the world should run around him when it doesn't. And that includes like the.
I don't think he thinks that.
To the degree with what happened with the protection one man there at his house, yes. When I tried to get the protection man involved when they came up to the door. Yes, Mama, he's selfish. And that was that was that issue, when I walked down to this house, that's on my walk journal. It's noted in the walk journal, Mama. That's the behavioral aspect of his personality is showing there on that event. And I got it noted. And it continues to erode at a relationship that I can have with him. And I refuse to have a relationship with him under that paradigm. It's not functional. It never was functional. And it's his fault. I didn't abandon the family, like he said. that he said, because I went to San Francisco. I embraced my sexuality of being a homosexual at the time that my family did not take into consideration and nurture. I'm a better person for it. That's what I did. I'm not putting blame, but that's what I did. And if he doesn't understand that, that's what's happened. And now I have a conversation with Donald Trump on a different dimension than any other person on the universe can have. I Trump. I do. I Trump. And I think he's actually listening to me. I hope, anyway. Yeah, you think it's a joke. It's not. I own realupphuman.net.
I don't think it's.
I know, no, I mean, I know, I'm talking to the world, Mama. I mean, I do that a lot. I put a U in there. To the world, they may think this is a joke. That's what I should say in true terms. But I own realuphuman.net, and he uses the name, actually, the real Donald Trump. I started that interface back in... long before he was actually a president, he was in his campaign to establish my openness to him. And I have him and Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar of The View as a welcome guest, at my home. That was Chesney Klein-John. At any time they want, by using the Cramabone phone number on Twitter, which is 720-446-7044. That tweet is in the universe. That's one of my first interfaces to Donald Trump, which I really doubt that he was paying attention to at the time. But I think he has probably reevaluated himself and my relationship. And I got another thumbs up this morning. I hope so. To the degree, I would hope that he would come and to my door as well. And because I said in that tweet, any of you are welcome to come to my door. And obligate himself to the fact that he may actually show up at my door, Mama.
You never know what he's going
to do. He may show up at my door sometimes to say thank you. That's what I asked. You know, it is in Twitter. It's in Twitterverse. It's reality. I don't know. I have hope. I have my hope, and I have my faith. And I've lost a lot of my faith that this country is going to go the right direction. But we'll see. I still do not know what I'm going to do after the little stay here that I have to May 31st is my final day here.
Well, we'll work it out, honey.
I know.
Something will give.
I'm going to provide you that I made a video recording on YouTube. Like I said, I'm providing that it has a little flag. You know, I have a little patriotic American flag that I ended up having to step on in the video, which is a symbolism of my going to the United Nations after May 31st. And following through with what I said, and I didn't have a thumbs up from Donald Trump before this, so I'm sending him that video that was made last night, and then I'm going to send him this call recording. I sent him our other one in that Facebook exchange. So that's about all I can do. I feel powerless otherwise, but just to note for the record and move my citizenship somewhere else. That does not allow people to be treated this way. What has happened to me? I don't want to get into the details into this conversation right now, but you know what has happened.
Yes, I do.
And you have been.
I've taken yesterday. Actually, I'm glad you're out of there.
Yeah. Well.
It's just that. You need to find another spot. And other than that, I'm glad you're not there, because those people were going to kill you if you stayed there any longer.
Yeah. Robert Robinson, he's my current roommate, was involved, Mama, in my suicidal thoughts back when I crossed it over to JB. And then he called you, and then all of that. Those were real suicidal thoughts, Mama. He's the one I'm living with. I told
him. Well, that is a mortal sin, and God won't forgive you if you ever do that.
Well, I'm telling you that, Mama, those were real thoughts at the time.
And I won't either.
Don't, please don't distract my conversation here. It is going to get put on the record. I want to tell you that he was involved in my life, although I didn't know who he was as far as his credentials of standing. I didn't, I'm involved in his life right now, in his space, by desperate action. I shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be living in the situation we're living like this, but it is what it is. But he is one who I told in confidence about my suicidal thoughts, and I did that with JB, and at the time it's like, okay, these are really were truly happening. So they're not happening right now. Thank you, Donald Trump, for acknowledging me, but I still have lots to say about this subject. Anyway, I love you. I'm going to get off this call to make it short.
All right, honey. Well, I love you, too. I was going to call you today, because I didn't call you yesterday, but it's same old here, so.
Okay, well.
I'll talk to you later, and I love you, and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right. Everything will be okay.
Okay. I trust that.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.